Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. We're talking about all things nerdy, chaotic, and nostalgic. Today, we're diving into something very near and dear to my heart, toys. From action figures to dolls to video games, toys were everything growing up. And still now, we got reboots, remakes, redesigns, and let's be real, some of them kind of trash. Some of them are trash. So today we're debating retro versus modern toys. Are reboots actually ruining nostalgia? And I had to bring in someone who knows his toys, has probably spent more money on collectibles than rent, Kevin, aka Toying Around. Hey, Kevin. I mean, I'm just looking in the background. I've seen some. Like, this man's going crazy. But yeah, nah, I know a lot of toy collectors. I think you're like, you gotta be top like three out of everybody I know. Both. Little of this, little of that. I think it's a little bit of both. But no, you got some heat though. It's some heat. You have a favorite toy, like a favorite retro and a favorite modern toy. Yeah. What? Oh, so that's one of your favorite to collect now? Facts. They had some heat. I have a lot of Ninja Turtles. You remember the old 90s ugly Ninja Turtles stuffed animals with like that kind of grayish green look to them? I have those. I have like two of those. I love the ones where they would, it was like they kind of would shoot out weapons or something like that. Like super old. I always wanted the van though. I always wanted that the April O'Neil's van. Do you have one of those? Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know that this is real. Yeah, I don't even know how I saw that, because I always saw the turtle van. But I was like, oh, they have, then I sound so nerdy. I'm like, I want the news van. Like, give me the reporters. I want to know about the hot topics. Right. What was the guy, Vernon? I want a Vernon doll. Yeah, I want. I loved Irma because she reminded me of Jeanette from the Chipmunks. I was like, this design is, they definitely were looking, somebody was looking at somebody when they designed that. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and go into the first topic, full topic, just the golden era of toys. This is about why 80s and 90s toys, they were just different. I feel like that era of toys, they were just different. So what toy line, and I think you already kind of said it, what toy line from back in the day do you feel like was perfect? I definitely agree. Yeah, I mean, I never even really thought about it like that. Like, they were on everything. Blankets, pillows, Ninja Turtles were everywhere and they did everything. I was going to say Power Rangers toys. And I think just because maybe kind of similar to what you said, because Power Rangers was on everything. But I do feel like Ninja Turtles for sure was definitely way bigger. Like, I wonder what that is. Angel Grove. I didn't even think about that. Love a tangent. A lot of different pieces. Yo, I was so mad when I got older and I went to go look for them and I could not find them. Like, somebody definitely threw these away. But the flip head was probably one of the best action figures ever. It was so dope. And didn't they come with weapons? What? You think people are gonna like buy them like crazy and then drive up the price like they do with everything else when I try to buy shit? I'm gonna be so sad. Wait, if I went on, oh, they're like $9 for the old ones. Yeah, I'm too broke to really get into toy collecting, but I'm about to. But my price range is gonna be like under like $20. Like, I want all the shit under 20. Do you have a cap when you're getting like older stuff? What's the most that you spent on one toy, like ever or recently? Yo, okay, that's crazy. Dang. How much was it, if you don't? Type it in the private chat. Kevin's like, you're not trying to rob me. Dang. You have to buy the whole squad. I have found some original Ninja Turtle plasticky ones, and I think it was only three of them, and I was so pissed. I bought them, but I was like, I think Leonardo was missing. And I was like, I need the set. He is a little snitch, and he's doing his job. He pissed me off in that, I don't even remember which one, there's so many Ninja Turtles movies. But he be pissing me off because he always has like these existential crises. Leonardo be pissing me off. Ooh, the turtle. He's like, shut up. Shut your ass up. You're a turtle, right? So yeah, fucking calm down. I clicked off the script. I got so mad. Did you ever collect, like, were you into Hot Wheels and stuff? Was that a... That's crazy. So you definitely be rocking with Hot Wheels. What about Funkos? Funkos is one I kind of... That's probably out of all the stuff I'm collecting, that's the one that's most massive for me. I will say, though, it's dope to me because most of them I have not paid for. So, like, I've either got them as gifts or, like, fans will bring them to events that I'm at and stuff like that. So that's the dopest part of collecting for me is me not having to come out of pocket for a lot of the stuff that I'm collecting. Free. So even like I've been collecting like Loungefly purses. Yeah, and but I work with like Hot Topic. So most of them I get for free too. So yo, love a free. Kevin, love a free. You should get into it. We'll figure it out. I'm gonna get you a free game. Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that, but that makes sense. Yeah, you have to, the ones that maybe a little bit more because they have to pay them. I never even thought about that. But that makes sense. Yes. And it could be like, yeah, I liked it and it was free. See, that's what I'm saying. I knew we would figure this out together. All right, so now we're going to talk about the reboot problem. And are modern toys ruining nostalgia, right? So why, we already kind of know this, but I'm still going to ask you anyway. Why do toy companies keep rebooting old classics instead of making new hits? Oh, yeah, that would be good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you. I never really thought about that perspective of it, and that is interesting, and I do agree with you. Now that you said it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, we're the ones with the money now, so they're like, we're going to just, same thing with movies. It's like, y'all, we know y'all want to see this. Y'all have money. Millennials love nostalgia. They know we love nostalgia, so they're banking on us wanting to see these things, and they're right. We do want to see these things. Yeah, I don't think, I used to be real hard on like with movies and toys, periods. Like, no, give me the old one. I want the original. I need the original. It's better because it's the original. But lately, I'm like, nah, sometimes that's not always the case. Like, sometimes they do improve the newer version of the toy. I'll say for sure, I had bought some My Little Ponies from Target. When they had like My Little Ponies, they had brought back like Pound Puppies and Strawberry Shortcake. And so I opened all of them. They were the older ones. I'm like, hey, these are fucking ugly. Like compared to like the newer My Little Ponies and the pink, like Pinkie Pie and all of them, they are so cute. It's such a cuter version. I'm like, oh, these look like actual horses. You horse face, this is kind of ugly. And even Strawberry Shortcake, yeah, when it was like, you look like an actual big mouth horse in the face, I was like, it's still fun brushing the hair, but you know, my daughter has the newer My Little Ponies, and I'm like, I kind of like yours better. Like, this one actually looks better. Same with Strawberry Shortcake. It was like modeled off the old 80s one where she had that bonnet and weird face, and I'm like, you ugly as hell. So I think the cooler thing about when stuff is modern, they make it more aesthetically pleasing for what we like now. But yeah, I do think, this is kind of one of the next questions, but kind of feeds into this. Sometimes though, what I don't like, and that's just with everything across the board, like a lot of newer toys, they feel cheap. Like they don't feel durable. They feel like, I don't know what material that is, but maybe you would know, where it feels like sticky plastic. That makes a lot of sense too. I don't care that much. I was going to look up the plastics. I'm like, even if I look it up, I'm not going to know what that means. But yeah, all of that makes sense as well. How do you feel about, a lot of people complain about like they call it like the Funko Popification of everything, how everything is getting all big eye Funko Pop. Have you noticed that a lot with toys? I've seen some of it, but apparently like it's a big thing in toy collecting where they're like everything's starting to look like Funko Pops. Yeah, that was crazy. And Applejack and Rarity, Rainbow Dash. I was terrified. I was like, I don't even remember you looking like this. You're so ugly. So ugly. Yeah. Give me the flat pony. Give me the muted colored pony. I want grayed down pony, please. It looks half dead. Facts. Some kids gonna be like, yo, I need that beige pony in my life. Like that's the one for me for sure. All right, so now we're going to go into some retro versus modern head-to-head showdown, okay? So we're going to put their classic toys versus their modern version, and you got to pick which one's better. I'm not picking on this one. You got to pick. Hey, everybody, Kevin is the definitive authority on this, so whatever he says goes. So if you're mad at me, huh? Nope, just you. I don't want them to be mad at somebody. But okay, so we're gonna go. Which one do you feel like is better? OG Transformers or modern Transformers toys? Ooh. modern. All right, and this is cool because now I can kind of switch this next one. You going 90s Power Rangers flip head figures, or you going to go with the modern ones, even though they're not out? And I know flip head definitely sounds like a slur. But yeah, which one do you think, since it's not out yet, will be better based off the look? Really? Oh yeah, he did. I'm looking. It is the shield. Is removable, and then he had two weapons. Classic. All right. 90s Barbies or today's Barbies? All the way was gonna leave this part in. Okay, we're gonna go classic Lego sets or today's Lego sets. Okay. Yeah, I've seen one wheelchair. I've seen one with vitiligo. I saw one. Yeah, like they're like even like plus size Barbies. I will agree with you on that. I mean, I agree with you on the other ones too, because I don't really know. so I just blindly agree. But Barbies, this is one I could kind of speak on. Yeah, growing up as a black person, I'll say as a woman that's black. You know, we had black Barbies, but not like today. Like, there's different shades, there's different hair textures. Like, before, it was like everybody got a straight wig on. But now it's like Barbies with froze, Barbies with this. So, it is, I will say, today's Barbies are cool. Way cooler and way more inclusive. Yeah, I fucked with it. So, yeah. Wait, did I say Hot Wheels? I'll come back to that. What, Legos? Yeah, Legos classic or today. Crazy. That's dope. I saw that Office one. I was like, I might need to get that. So you're going modern. I agree. And I don't even, my daughter's getting into Legos, so I've been seeing them more. And I was like, when did y'all start doing this? Like, they had Pokemon. They had different sets. But also what really recently made me be like, oh, Legos, I'm fucking with y'all. Did you see the Pharrell movie? Yeah. That shit was crazy, but it was kind of the same thing we're talking about with Barbie, how it's just becoming more inclusive. They were talking about how they created 20 new shades so that they could depict all the people that were in the Pharrell movie, because it was like Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z was in there, Missy Elliott was in the movie, Pusha T. And so they had in the different hair pieces and all of that stuff too. So that was really dope. Once again, as a black person, whenever I see a company trying to be inclusive and like actually doing the thing, not like we're inclusive and then it's just like one thing, one same hairstyle, one same shade, then it's like, okay, y'all aren't really trying. But Lego clearly is with the inclusivity, but also, like you said, with all the different properties, kind of like with Funko, like they have everything, like they have roses. I can make a rose, like stuff like that's cool. So I agree with that one. And give it to your person. Make the plastic flowers and throw the plastic away. As long as you're recycling, we should be fine. So you did say you collect these now. So I'm still going to ask you, Hot Wheels 90s or Hot Wheels today? Really? Oh, that's dope. Oh, that's crazy. Wild business. I do want to, since you brought it up, that was something that I kind of want to discuss. What's like the grimy part of toy collecting? Like every wonderful hobby always has like a grimy, dirty underbelly. So I know toy collecting, one of the things that happened actually when you got me that toy when I came on your podcast, and I don't even know what you would call it. It's definitely scamming, but I feel like there has to be a name. But where they put a different toy in the box. And, or they'll put, like, somebody said, like, they'll put rocks in the box, or, like, they'll just put something else in the box, yeah. So it feels like it weighs that. Oh, people are trying. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, hey, what? I did end up getting, I think somebody gifted it to me because I was talking about it. So I got it. But I will say that little dinky one is so funny to me. Like, it's on my shelf. Yeah, I definitely kept it. And it's up there with the other bigger ones. So it just looks so funny. Like, it looks like the other Zord's parents made that one come. Like, no, bring your brother. Like, it looks like that. It looks so funny on the show. But you're also... Okay. I crack up. But yeah, you're the reason I started opening all these toys. Because I was like, wait, why do I just have all of these in the box? Like, I don't, these aren't collectors. Yeah, I'm like, I want to play with these toys. So,
yeah.
Oh, I was so happy because I had so many toys that I had just been getting. You know, I'd get here or there and they were just in the box. I didn't really have a place to put them. So then I got my bookshelf set up and I still have some toys I need to open. But yeah, it's just like I wake up now and I see all these toys on the shelf and I just get so happy. And I think that's one of the dopest parts. Yeah, it's like, yeah, the collecting and the money and the, you know, if you flip it and you can make money. But it's like, yeah, this is supposed to be a happy thing that brings people joy. So I think that is dope. So my last question to you is, what is a toy that, like, if you had endless budget, like, what toy or what toys would you want to buy? Money's not an option. Think so. Dang. Ooh. Oh, I'm looking at him now. Dang. These look fire, though. And they have Funko versions if you want. The Funko versions, seeing the real ones and then seeing the Funko versions looks so funny. This is like, no, there's difference in so much detail, but these are fire. This is, I might have to check out this anime. Somewhere. No, all my friends are. They're going to be so mad when I don't know. Which one is that? Not Virgo. Is it Virgo? No. Libra. Okay. I don't know. I'm guessing. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, that's dope. Oh yeah, you're spending some thousands. That's dope. Yo, I want to go too. I want to get out of here. But yeah, so that's dope. So if I had endless money, there's like 10 things I want. Absolutely want an easy bake oven, like with the old one where you can almost burn yourself. And then I want another Talk Girl, and they're not even that expensive, but it's just like I don't have enough disposable income to buy another Talk Girl right now from Home Alone. You remember, like, they made a Talk Boy from him, and then they made one for girls. It was a Talk Girl, and it was pink and purple, and I had one. And I used to record, like, my parents disciplining me or like lecturing me. And I remember one time I was on a trip with my mom. We went to go see her mom, my grandma, whatever. And my mom had like came to the car and was cussing us out. And then she went to back to say bye to her mom. And she was just being all nice. And I was like, she was just cussing us out. And my mom was like, no, I wasn't. And yo, I pulled out the talk girl. And my mama got in trouble. And it was so funny. Yo, I got my ass whooped. But it was worth it. It was worth it to run that talk girl back. And I didn't, I don't remember seeing it after that. I bet my mama threw that talk girl away. I would have done the same. That shit was 6 feet under. But yeah, but I see all those anime figures, like those life-size ones that people put together. It'll be like Luffy on the devil fruit, or he's holding it, and they're like 6-7 feet tall. Look those up, and those just be like $3,000 to $5,000. And I'm like, I cannot justify, even if I had that, I can't justify putting that in an apartment. So I would need to get a big home, and I want those, and I want a Goku butler in the front to hold people's coats. Like, I'm like, that would just be fire. But yeah, that's what I would get. Hey, two for one. Because you can't afford shit else. So yeah, think about that, y'all, while y'all are out here making stuff. This was really fun. I definitely enjoyed talking toys with you. Where can people find you, and do you have anything coming up? And you know, let them know about your podcast and everything like that too. Yeah, I was like, what? Dope, definitely do. And if we missed your favorite toy, or if you think Modern Reboots are actually better and you like this or whatever you want to argue, let me know. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to follow Kevin. And remember, stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. I really don't give a fuck. I'm not your mama. Do what you want to do. Okay, see y'all later. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.